Oh, okay.
So I'm hoping we can be on his show at the beginning. So if this is the only way I can do it, then I will.
You know, I've actually listened to several episodes of Big Batty.
Big Batty? That's not going to get us on the show, love.
Actually, I was trying to withhold a burp at the same time.
That's it. Sorry. That's Batty.
Well, I can't burp on
yes,
air.
Yes, that's Big Fatty.
No.
I can't do the burp like, you know, he can. I can't just do it on demand.
I could do a burp if you want me to do a burp.
Then you have to say, Volga!
It was very vulgarified burp.
Oh, dear Gussie.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
You know, I've actually listened to several episodes of Big Batty.
Big Batty?
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1367 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to talk about some other little shows, and I'm going to read to you Big Fatty Tail Hat M. Hello, Nipples, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday. It was going well. Y'all, Nipply. It is Nipply here in Charleston. It warmed up. Warmed up on Monday afternoon. But y'all, let me tell you something. Woke up Monday morning, and y'all, I'm going to tell you, it's it was in the 40s, and y'all, you know, I made this observation to Larry Clyde on Monday morning. I said, you know, the low 50s in December feels very warm, but the low 50s and upper 40s in April, it's downright nipply, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm looking at the forecast, and we're only going to be in the mid 70s, and we're going to be 50s all week long, or the lows. So y'all, it's camisole weather. Camisole weather. And y'all, evidently the weather rat is on vacation or something, because they've got auxiliary rats in there all week long, Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, I was telling you that, you know, I'd heard from that Brian in Boston about his escapades up there during all of that. Y'all, I also saw a twitty from Tristan. Now, y'all remember Tristan was having some problems there, and from what I understand, and I don't have the whole story, so if I'm saying this wrong, I'm sorry, but decided life was not worth living, and there was some, I think I heard about this on the Vons little show, then they took him to the hospital and everything, but y'all, he was on the Twitty, and he posted something, I don't know what it was, but I just sent him a little tweet and said, I've been thinking about you. I hope you're doing better. And y'all, because I had not heard an update on how he was doing at all. And that Gavin, you know, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, y'all, he posted a picture of his aunt, who passed away on Saturday evening. Y'all, she just looks like just the sweetest thing. And I can see just looking at that picture, it would bring back good memories. So, keep him in your thoughts also. Now, y'all, I was listening to some other... Well, first of all, before I go any further, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids... Mark and Ed from over there at the It's All About Jeremy podcast. And Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. Well, you'd think it's all about Jeremy podcast. The way people just go on and on about that straight boy. Big Fatty. What was I saying? I was listening to some other little shows on Monday, and y'all, the little Ozzy Battler, y'all, he's things are moving in along his job front. He's gotten some opportunities. And, y'all, these are not easy decisions. And but at least something's moving. Big Fatty, maybe it's like Fibank. Things are moving. It's true. And then, y'all, if you want to just have your spirits lifted, if you want to just have your spirits lifted, I want you to go over and listen to that Timmy Sims. Oh, Big Fatty, I just love Timmy Sims. Oh, he's such a lovely, lovely sweetheart. Go over and listen to Timmy Sims' latest little show. Y'all, he went on a date. And, y'all, he starts off in the car just singing and singing, y'all. It was so much fun just hearing the happiness in his voice. And, y'all, he said he went on a date and, he says, I don't know what's come over me over the past couple of months, but I'm just happy. And, y'all, you can just hear it in his voice and you can just picture a twinkle in his eye. Big Fatty, a twinkle in his eye. And so go over there and listen to that Timmy Sims talk about his date. Y'all, I guess he recorded the date. It's a good thing there was no Bobo. Big Fatty, please. Go over there and listen to that. And so there you have it. Had a suits meeting. Had a suits meeting on Sunday night. And a couple of things I want to just tell you about. Number one, this coming Sunday night at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, it's the next State of the Station. And Adam has updated the website over there. You can listen to the old State of the Station over there. It's up across in the bar across at the top. It says like SOTS Archive or something like that. And that's where you find the old little shows. But the next State of the Station is going to be this coming Sunday night at 7 p.m. in the evening. Things are kind of moving along. We're going to have information this Sunday night about the June Pride 48 event, which is going to run June the 19th through the 21st. But all that information is over there on pride48.com. Big Fatty, that's lovely. The other thing that we want to remind everybody, y'all, we've got a logo contest. Big Fatty, I know lots of people who could do that. Well, like who? Poodle or P.A.? All the people that do the drawings with me, they're just lovely. But y'all, it's the 5th anniversary of the Pride 48, and Poodle seems to think some of you out there know how to do the drawings. So y'all, come up with a logo for us to use. There's no guarantee we'll use it. We've gotten, I think, one or two submissions, but y'all, we'd love to hear from several others of you just give it, throw care to the wind. If it doesn't get selected, so be it. At least you tried. And it's kind of like draw. What is that little turtle? What's that little turtle that you always have to draw? Big Fatty, I can see it now, but I can't remember his name. Let's call him Nipa. All right, draw Nipa. It's not Nipa, but anyway. And you send it in to the Columbia School of Charcoal Drawings or something like that. Big Fatty. And so anyway. Let's see, what else did I have? Oh, y'all, I went by the B. Then there was just a solicitation in there. Y'all, but it was a solicitation for the Entertainment Weekly. Y'all, I don't know if any of you get the Entertainment Weekly, but I'd love to hear your comments. Y'all, it's normally a year subscription is normally $219.56. But y'all, they're going to give me $199.56 off that subscription price, so y'all could get a year of the Entertainment Weekly for $20. And y'all, but I don't know if I want to do that. And also, I'd get the the what is it? Here it is. It's the 52 issues of the Entertainment Weekly, the fall movie preview, Entertainment Weekly digital edition available on the iPad. The summer TV preview, the Comic Con preview, and the Entertainers of the Year and the Reunions. What do you call that? The Reunions issue, plus a free 2013 movie guide. I don't know if I want to do that or not, y'all. But yeah, let me know if any of you subscribe to the Entertainment Weekly, because I'd love to hear what you think about it. And I mean, it's not the money. I mean, the $20 is next to nothing. Y'all evidently, I'm just looking at the comments in the. In the e-letters, evidently that Hat M has made Miss Beaver throw up. So y'all, in honor of Hat M doing that, y'all, I'm gonna read a few things to you. I'm just gonna go through some of these things in the e-letter box. Y'all, that Peter G has sent me something. It says, "Why am I divorced?" Y'all, I had no idea. I had no idea that that Peter G had gotten a divorce. But y'all, evidently he has. So y'all, please keep him in your thoughts. But let's just read. And y'all, this is entitled "Another Story for Hat M's Enjoyment." Last week was my birthday, and I didn't feel very well waking up on that morning. Y'all, it's true. It's true that Peter G had a birthday last Thursday, y'all. he went downstairs for breakfast, hoping that his husband would be pleasant and say, "Happy birthday," and possibly have a small present for him. Well, as it turned out, he barely said good morning, let alone happy birthday. Well, he thought, well, that's marriage for you, but the kids, they'll remember. Y'all had no idea that Peter G even had kids. Who knew he had kids? My kids came bounding down the stairs to breakfast, and didn't say a word. So when I left for the office, I felt pretty low and somewhat despondent. Of course, he turned on the BFO and really went into a tailspin. As I walked into my office, y'all, I hope he had his credentials and didn't have to blame it on the janitorial staff again. As I walked into my office, my handsome boss, Rick, said, "Good morning, lady. And by the way, happy birthday." Well, y'all, I knew that Peter G was pretty, but, you know, I didn't know that he was a lady. I felt a little better that at least someone had remembered. I worked until 1 o'clock when Rick knocked on my door and said, "You know, it's such a beautiful day outside and it's your birthday. What do you say we go out to lunch? Just you and me." That Peter G said, "Thanks, Rick. That's the greatest thing I've heard all day. Let's go." We went to lunch, but we didn't go where we normally would go. He chose instead a quiet bistro with a private table. Oh, dear, I see. They each had two martinis and enjoyed the meal tremendously. Now, y'all, that has Peter G written all over it. Two martini lunch and an enjoyable meal. On the way back to the office, Rick said, "You know, it's such a beautiful day. We don't need to go straight back to the office, do we?" He responded, "I guess not. What do you have in mind?" He said, "Well, let's drop by my place. It's just around the corner." Well, after arriving at his house, Rick turned to me and said, "If you don't mind, I'm going to step into the bedroom for just a moment. I'll be right back." "Okay," he replied nervously. And y'all, we're getting some real insight into that Peter G now. He went into the bedroom, and after a couple of minutes, he came out carrying a huge birthday cake. "Big Freddy, that was cake!" Followed by Peter G's husband and kids and a dozen friends and co-workers, and all singing happy birthday. And I just sat there on the couch, naked. "Big Freddy, that sounds just like that Peter G." So, Peter G, thank you so much. That was just lovely, and I'm surprised. I'm surprised you came forward with that. Come forward. Y'all, Brian out there in the Denvers, you know, he doesn't have a call, but y'all, he sent an e-letter, and y'all, he sent me some smart-ass answers. Big Fatty, that's perfect for you. Smart-ass answer number six. It was mealtime during an airline flight. Would you like dinner? The flight attendant asked John, seated in front. What are my choices? John asked. Yes or no? She replied. Big Fatty, I like that one. A flight attendant was stationed at the departure gate to check tickets. A man approached. She extended her hand for the ticket, and he opened his trench coat and flashed her. Without missing a beat, she said, "Sir, I need to see your ticket, not your stub." Big Fatty, that's a good one. Smartass answer number four. A lady was picking through the frozen turkeys at the grocery store, but she couldn't find one big enough for her family. So she asked the stock boy, "Do these turkeys get any bigger?" And the stock boy replied, "No, ma'am, they're dead." Big Freddy. The police, smartass number three. The police officer got out of his car as the kid who was stopped for speeding rolled down his window. "I've been waiting for you all day," the officer said. The kid replied, "Yeah, well, I got here as fast as I could." When the cop finally stopped laughing, he sent the kid on his way without a ticket. Y'all, that's... That's pretty good. Probably wouldn't work for most of us, though. Probably, maybe for that Peter G. Anyway, smartass answer number two. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about number two. A truck driver, I don't know if it was maybe Trucker Alex, but let's just assume it was. Trucker Alex was driving along on the freeway and noticed a sign that read, "Low bridge ahead." Before he knew it, the bridge was right in front of him, and his truck gets wedged under it. Cars are backed up for miles. Finally, the police car comes up. The cop gets out of his car and walks to the truck driver, puts his hands on his hips, and said, "Got stuck, huh?" And Trucker Alex says, No, I was delivering the bridge and I ran out of gas." Big Fatty, that sounds like Trucker Alex. And the smartass answer of the year. A college teacher reminds her class of tomorrow's final exam. "Now, class, I won't tolerate any excuses for you not being here tomorrow. I might consider a nuclear attack or a serious personal injury, illness, or death in your immediate family, but that's it. No other excuses whatsoever." Well, a smart-ass student in the back of the room raised his hand and asked, "What would you say if tomorrow I said I was suffering from the complete and utter sexual exhaustion?" Yo, that's the beef roast and the last of the Brussels sprouts. Big Fatty! The entire class is reduced to laughter and snickering. When the silence was restored, the teacher smiled and knowingly at the student, shook her head and sweetly said, "Well, I guess you'd have to write the exam with your other hand." Big Fatty, I love that one. And, y'all, we got a bonus extra. A woman standing nude in the bedroom mirror. She's not happy with what she sees and says to her husband, "I feel horrible. I look old and fat and ugly. I really need you to pay me a compliment." And the husband replies, "Your eyesight's damn near perfect." Big Fatty, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. Big Fatty didn't have jack shit to talk about today. Big Fatty, we picked right up on that. But y'all, hopefully you got some enjoyment out of that. I know that Hat M did. And y'all, I'm looking for some new little shows maybe to listen to. Mark and Ed, do you have a suggestion for me, huh?
You know, I've actually listened to several episodes of Big Fatty.
Big Baddie.
Oh, I'm going to go subscribe to it. It sounds lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.